Brian Kahn. Welcome back to Galway. Fianna Fáil's autumn gathering continuing today, and we've just been joined by party leader Brian Kahn. Taoiseach, good morning.
Morning, Kahn.
And thanks for coming over before your breakfast. Now, we all expected €3 billion of cuts in one shape or other in the budget. Now we hear it may be more. What's going on?
Well, there's nothing going on. I think just the Minister of Finance is clarifying the fact that €3 billion is at least the figure that we have to deal with. And I think from our point of view, what the whole estimates campaign will be about is, as they begin now, as he speaks to ministers, dealing with that issue and ensuring that the markets are very clear, and the European Commission and our own electorate are very clear that this is the range of adjustment that has to be dealt with.
But right now, as you know, first of all, you have an electorate who are just really worried and depressed about the way things are going, and they expected this figure of €3 billion. You have the markets, you have Brussels, you have the IMF, who've been criticising the government for not being more specific about what's coming. And in the middle of all of this, the government says, well, €3 billion is indicative. It might be more, it might be the same. So, no, I mean, are you just softening us up, or what's going on?
No, I think it's important, and we've been discussing this yesterday and today here, our own thinking, I mean, to recognise the strengths of the Irish economy as well as we try to ensure that we deal with the fiscal problem. And I mean, there's no question but that any government in Ireland has to close the gap between what's being spent and what's coming in from taxpayers. I mean, that it's not a sustainable position, and people understand that actually and know it. But what I've been emphasising, what we've all been emphasising, is the strengths of our economy. What's the base upon which we can grow and recover? And the real issue for us has been, having dealt with this sort of economic tsunami in 2008 and 2009, we've stabilised the situation. Our budgetary plans are on target.
We don't know what they are. It was going to be €3 billion. Now it might be more.
No, I think.
So what are you? I mean, people talk. You know about the need for certainty, and you know the difficulties in relation to Anglo-Irish Bank. And here you are, your finance minister, coming in and. You know, opening the door to who knows what. Could be €3 billion, could be €4 billion.
I think the media, with respect, the media get into word games here, and I think it's important that we avoid them. What we're talking about is dealing with the EU plans that we have to cut our deficits in line with what we've said. And as Brian Lennon has been saying, the minimum of what we're talking about is €3 billion. He's now entering an estimates campaign with his ministers, but he's setting out very clearly the seriousness of our intent. And should there be any doubt about, either at home or abroad, that this government is not committed to dealing with the plans it has agreed, he's making it very clear that we will deal with it.
Would you hope to cut more if you could?
Well, unfortunately, I've been looking at the Fine Gael policy, insofar as I can decipher it, and others, and indeed, and they were suggesting that the adjustment would be on the expenditure side totally.
Would you like to cut more than €3 billion if you could, if that was feasible?
Look, we will do whatever is necessary to ensure that fiscal stability is returned to the country over a period of time. It won't be done overnight. This year's budget will not solve the problem in any event, in terms of whether it's €3 billion or €3.1 billion or €3.2 billion or anything else. And I think it's important that people understand that for every €5 we're spending, we're taking in €3 in exchequer returns.
All right. But can you rule out anything, by the way? Could you rule out €4 billion?
We're not talking about adjustments of that nature. What we're talking about is ensuring that people understand that this government is determined to meet the agreements it has reached with the European Commission, and to do so in a way that is credible and that is making sure that we deal with the deficit.
In rough terms, are we talking three and a half billion?
Carl, you're long enough in the game to know that when we're starting our estimates campaign, the Minister of Finance is making it very clear that the €3 billion is not an illusory figure. In fact, it is the basis upon which we're going to discuss
and
these terms.
And it won't
terms.
Be four.
I don't expect it will be €4 billion, no, because I don't want to be anticipating or preempting discussions which are about to take place between ministers.
All right, one of the key elements in the government strategy, the Croke Park Agreement, was criticised earlier in the programme by Leo Varadkar, who said that very little had been done to implement it. Now, when are we going to see the kind of flexibility, the mobility, the big changes in the way the civil service, public service works that agreement promised?
Well, what's going to happen now, of course, is what people need to know is for next year, we're beginning discussions at the moment as to what our budgets will be for next year. And what we have to do is align the estimates campaign with the industrial relations agenda. And what that will involve is where every department will be setting out, based on the amounts it will be able to have next year, it will be dealing with its own management and its own personnel and its own staff over coming months, explaining that simply we have to get more from less. We want to avoid impacting on those who require the services. It's during the course of this Decimus campaign that we'll be ending up with a situation where the allocations that will be made will require the implementation, in many respects, of the Good Friday of the the Croke Park Agreement, which is about redeployment, it's about better work practices.
When would that happen? Next year?
Of course, it'll begin next year. We signed the agreement in June.
A couple of other things just in relation to yourselves and the Greens. One is the, and it's in the revised programme for government, the agreement to bring in legislation on corporate donations. Have you reached agreement with them? When are we going to see it?
Oh, again, that is legislation that's in place. That's legislation that's in preparation. The whole question of dealing with that is under consideration, and it'll come through government channels as normal and see in what way we can address this issue.
Are corporate donations going to be banned, as the Greens said they want?
Of course. I mean,
given that it's in the programme for government.
As I say, the legislation, if you look at the programme for government, on the basis of what can be achieved based on that issue, and we will deal with it in the normal way.
All right, so you can't say anything certain about it, in other words, even though it's in the programme.
Government decisions will be made based on the programme for government.
Right. The by-elections, you've been criticised, but just are you heading more likely than not towards holding the by-elections, the children's rights referendum and the mayoral election for Dublin on the same day next year?
The children's rights referendum or the mayoral elections and the by-elections issue, these are not sort of convergent issues. These are issues that will be dealt with based on their own merits. The children's referendum issue, we have a report from the committee involved. I mean, a lot of detailed work has to go into that as to how we can deal with it and what way we'll deal with it. But it shouldn't be assumed that all of these matters can be handled and that they're fait accompli in terms of the amount of work that has to be done on them.
All right. Did you ever think, by the way, of going to John Gormley and saying, I know you think this is a good idea, but come on, another mayor, another car, another office, another set of executives around them, this is not the time, we'll be slaughtered.
No, I mean, the issue on that is, again, it's a programme for government commitment. There are legislation in preparation, discussions take place at Cabinet, and we discuss them further, and there has been something going on between some Fianna Fáil ministers and the Green Party on that issue, and in the context of local government reform generally.
You think it's a great idea?
The government is committed to that proposal in the programme for government, and like any other commitment, it has to be dealt with in that basis.
Is it a great idea?
I think it is a good idea if you can bring together a coordinated mayoral position that will deal with the whole planning and other issues right throughout the Dublin City and County.
Final question, Taoiseach. We spoke earlier in the programme to people who voted Fianna Fáil in the last election. Some of them will vote for you again, some of them absolutely won't. One of those who wouldn't was a young person in Galway who said, I've no future as a result of what they've done. I've just graduated. I've no job prospects. I'm just wandering around the streets of Galway. Now, they don't all have degrees, but there are over 400,000 of those people. You can, and Enda Kenny can argue in the usual political kind of slang and match about whether it'll take 10 or 20 years. What can you say to the 400,000 of those people who see no prospect, short of emigrating, of something changing in their lives?
No, there is hope for the future, Cathal. The whole purpose of our budgetary policy is to stabilise the situation after the economy contracted by 9% in 2009. We've stabilised the situation this year, and we have prospects of growth been spoken about not only by the ESRI but by international people like IMF and others. This country will get back on track. There are no soft option politics available to us. Yes, there are difficulties ahead, but I want to assure him and others, that person that you're speaking about, the person you're speaking about, herself and others, yes, there is a future for this country on the basis of growth, on the basis of recovery, on the basis of doing what's necessary to get the show back on the road.
On the likely math, she might as well emigrate. There's no chance
defeatism can't. Cathal will not solve this problem, whether it's in your organisation or anywhere else. Defeatism will not get us out of this situation. What will get us out of this situation is a preparedness by a government to do what's necessary to get this country back on track. Yes, there will be cutbacks, as you say. Yes, there will be things that have to be done. There will be new ways of having to deliver services. But we all have to get in behind it and make sure we do it. Because it's exactly about that, by the way. It's about how do we secure our kids' future. And that's why we have to go ahead and do what we have to do.